This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for April 21, 2009. I'm Phyllis Kay. As of our deadline, famed physicist, author, and zero-G flyer Stephen Hawking is in the hospital after his medical condition worsened. Hawking, a professor at Cambridge University, was reportedly at work when he was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The 67-year-old Hawking is world-renowned for his studies and teachings on physics and is most widely associated with his book, A Brief History of Time. He's been wheelchair-bound for decades, and he suffers from ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which usually kills within a few years of diagnosis. Hawking was diagnosed over 40 years ago. Despite near-complete paralysis, Hawking is a visionary and already a veteran of zero-G flight. Hawking's zero-G adventure was inspired by curiosity. ANN will monitor this story closely and report any changes. Follow the updates on our website at aero-news.net. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has enlisted pilot actor Harrison Ford to make general aviation more publicly visible and acceptable to the public at large. General aviation is an economic engine that pumps $150 billion into the United States economy each year. In local communities, it brings outside business in and lets local businesses extend their reach. It provides more than 1 million jobs nationwide. It also provides services to all Americans through law enforcement, medevac, and other emergency services operations, as well as aiding in disaster relief. These facts are well known to those involved in aviation, but outside the industry, it's a message that still falls on deaf ears. General aviation faces acute challenges from several directions, which could cause much, if not all, of that economic activity to dry up. The AOPA is hoping to prevent that from happening and recently launched one of the largest campaigns in its 70-year history. The campaign is called General Aviation Serves America. He will be seen on the campaign with people telling their stories about what general aviation means to their communities and to their businesses. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, who saved U.S. Airways Flight 1549, with a heroic water landing in January, returned to the roots of his aviation career. Captain Sullenberger visited the Air Force Academy this past Wednesday to accept the 2009 Colonel James Jabara Award for Airmanship. During his two-day return to the Academy, Captain Sullenberger, a 1973 graduate, made a visit to his old cadet Squadron 18, held a question and answer assembly with cadets, and took a glider for a flight. Captain Sullenberger and his crew with 155 people aboard Flight 1549 earned international acclaim on January 15th when they collectively put their emergency evacuation skills to the test. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Machinists approve new contract with Lockheed Martin. Flybe takes delivery of its 50th Bombardier Q400. And Southwest CEO Kelly volunteers for pay cut. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Avidyne's Tom Harper about Integra Release 9 and what unique features it brings to a competitive avionics marketplace. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Phyllis Kay, wishing you calm winds. Thanks for listening.